Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 9th of December. And you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Andrews. I was going to say good morning, but of course that's quickly gone, hasn't it?
It's gone and passed, yes.
Because I was on the Superior Show, you know.
Were you really? Were you? Was anyone listening?
Yeah, we had the lovely Nurse Liz Gilson from Maryland.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Your little coven.
And we had, of course, Harry Covert talking about Christmas Countdown.
Yeah, and Stevie Wood.
Plan, he said. Plan.
Plan and plan. Is that your phone?
No. Is it yours?
No.
I bet it is. I always get the blame.
All right.
Got lovely guests. They're my witnesses here. I wanted to ask you, when you stop looking at your...
I'm listening.
Probably your insurance
company. I'm not really listening to you, but I'll pretend.
Who are our sponsors this week?
Our sponsors this week?
I find it riveting. Riveting.
Are you trying to make some kind of pun?
No, everything you say, Paul Andrews, is riveting to me.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Anyway, that's not who our sponsor is. Our sponsor this week is Window Fix Direct.
Oh, fantastic. What do they do?
And Window Fix Direct supply, fit, install, maintain and repair double glazing windows. You can find out all about them. What?
Often. I mean, our guest will tell us from Mirage Designs later on, Beth. Often the old double glazing, after about 15, 20 years, it gets shot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It gets misty in the middle.
Breaks down.
Yeah.
Yeah, loses its vacuum.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he'll sort that out.
They will indeed. Window Fix Direct, yeah.
Whole team.
There's a whole team of them. There's lots of them. There's more than one.
Mm. Yeah. Up ladders and things.
Absolutely. Windowfixdirect.co.uk.
And while I'm
Checking
being so...
thank you for sponsoring us.
Thank you. Big thank
Sorry,
you.
Am I interrupting you?
And while I'm being pertinent...
Yeah, yeah. Pertinent. Impertinent. Yes. Yeah.
How did you get on the London School of Economics?
It was brilliant, thank you. Yeah, well, no,
did
it was
your
really
speech?
Good. Yeah, I did. It was good. There was a couple hundred students there. It was. I was giving a lecture to first year business students, but most of them were mature students. Although they were in their 20s.
By mature, it's like 26.
Yeah, yeah. What it was is they all were at work. They all had jobs, and their employer had sent them to get further qualifications with a business degree.
Right.
And they're all first year students. And I gave a lecture on corporate social responsibility as far as small and medium sized enterprises are concerned, and it went very well. And we had a big question and answer session afterwards, which was a laugh.
And did you frolic in London after?
No, I went straight home afterwards because it went on quite a long time.
Back to Horlicks.
My workshop lasted an hour, and then we spent another hour doing question and answers and stuff like that, which was good, and then I had to dash off. But it was excellent. It was at the St Clement's building at the London School of Economics on Aldwych, and I was talking to students from Birkbeck College.
Now tell me, when they're on their degree, what sort of things do they cover, do you know?
Oh yeah, all kinds of things. I mean, it's all good stuff.
Can you tell me specifically?
Yeah. Well, they do finances, so profit and loss balance sheet, asset registers and all the kind of business numbers and things that you have to do. And they look at marketing modules, they look at human resource modules. It's a mini MBA program, basically.
Fantastic. And chances, well, and so is that paid for by their employers?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. So they're going through that. And have you got anything to say to me?
About your hair?
Yeah.
What would you like me to say?
Nothing. Nothing if you don't want to.
It's got toffee in it.
It's caramel highlights.
Oh, caramel, is it? I thought it was toffee.
Because I was flow in code yesterday, you know, especially for the show.
Mariano, what did you do?
Yeah, he put some lovely, thank you very much to the team there. I had a lovely, lots of green tea and massages and all sorts.
What,
and
to your hair?
No.
Just, green tea on your hair?
No, I drank that. Drank green tea to keep calm because I knew I was coming on here meeting you.
Oh, okay.
But he sends his love.
Hello, Mariana.
And he says he doesn't approve of the way you're cutting it yourself.
I know.
Something about your sideburns, he was saying.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, I think you need to pop in and get him
I'll
trimmed.
Come and see you, Mariana, don't worry.
Yes.
Cool. Hey, listen, we'd like to hear from you, the listeners of Kent in business land. Do get in contact with us, and you can get in contact with us in a number of the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of us while we're live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we have had quite a few tweets in already, and I shall now read a few. We've had a tweet from Simon Miller Group, who are a chain of estate agents in Kent and East Sussex, and they say hi. Sounds like a busy show today, and looking forward to listening in. Thank you, Simon. The lovely Miriam McGurk has tweeted in as well. Miriam is back from a jaunt in Turkey tomorrow, I understand.
So she's back for Christmas.
Yeah, she's back tomorrow.
But you'd think she'd have turkey in Turkey, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So no, as far as I know, she's still listening in Turkey. Oh. Maybe you could confirm that, Miriam, because she's back in the UK tomorrow. A new listener, Mehul Pifadia, who Ooh. On the Twitter is known as Duo... hold on, my screen's just gone off. Duo... where's it gone? Mintra, that's D-E-U-M-I-N-T-R-A. Duo Mintra. Do give them a follow. And the lovely Alan Waldron has tweeted in.
Oh, he is lovely.
It's a lady.
Oh, Alan.
Ellen.
Okay. It's just your pronunciation. You're very estuaries today. I don't know why.
Ellen Waldron.
Very
You're
estuary.
Not listening, Cloth Ears.
No. Estuary, it's these headphones.
Ellen Waldron, who, she has a lovely little business, a calligraphy business.
Oh, yes,
and
of course.
And she writes... to your request, sayings, aphorisms and pieces of Shakespeare
on
or Chaucer
crockery.
On beautiful, beautiful crockery yeah. and plates and cups and things like that.
But it's also gorgeous. Alan Waldron is lovely too.
Never heard of him.
No,
but anyway,
he
if you want to follow Ellen, you can follow Ellen on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Ellen Waldron, and that's E-L-L-E-N-W-A-L-D-R-E-N, Ellen Waldron on the Twitter.
Be lovely for if you won an award or for an anniversary or something to get a plate done, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, they're lovely, and they're, she has some lovely sayings and phrases that she does in on general purpose plates and mugs and cups.
I believe, Paul Andrews, we've got a new follower, Beaches Pub and Dining.
Really? Are yeah. you reading from the top of the list?
No, middle.
Yes, you are.
Middle.
No, you're reading from the middle.
Beaches Pub and Dining, and they're saying, hi, thanks so much, listening in, fellas, and smiles all round.
Well, thank you for following us.
Shall we introduce our guests? I think we've been a bit
no.
tardy. Did we do that?
No. We Lev. Don't ever do that
oh,
until
I think
they come
we should,
on.
From Lev.
Why have you suddenly changed the format
oh,
of the show? Because you forgot what we were doing.
No, I think we should. I think on the left.
No.
We
the never do that.
Bethany Rossiter.
We never do that.
Who has got the nicest listeners, beautiful blue nail varnish, and she's a fabulous interior designer who's coming to sort my house out. One room at a time. Because it needs it. And then it flanking her in the middle, we have the fabulous Hilda Stern, who's driven all the way from Buckinghamshire.
You're listening to the Dual Circuit Show.
And she's
on Channel Radio.
Ministry for Growth, and she's looking gorgeous, and she's in the middle, poised. And then, of course, we have the fabulous people face-to-face, Trish Stretton, who is known not only for what she does work-wise, but also for her lemon drizzle cake, which I have partaken of, a whole cake. In
oh, now,
half an
we've,
hour.
Now we've found out what all that nonsense yeah. was about, which yeah. we never do. Jules wanted to talk about lemon drizzle.
Yeah.
Cake,
and I have
she
searched.
Has, she hasn't eaten for at least 10 minutes.
I have searched Trish's bag, and frankly, it's.
Empty.
Yes.
Luckily.
Yeah, but I do know where she lives, so.
Okay. Have you quite finished hijacking my show?
Well, you carry on then.
Thank you. We've had a tweet from Shirley Mansfield who says, looking forward to listening in to my great friend, People Face to Face, Trish Stretton, on the Business Bunker Show with Vanilla Web today.
And she's newly published, you know.
She is indeed.
Shirley Mansfield.
Yes. Grow your business. In fact, Shirley sent me another blog, which I shall be putting up later as well. And Shirley's blogs are always well worth a read, so I shall be putting Shirley's blog up later on. And I shall be letting everybody know. We've had a tweet from F Keys, the Microsoft training people over there on Medway City Estate and Canterbury. Thank you to the guys from F Keys. If you want to know anything about Microsoft Office products, they are the people to talk to. They are exceptionally good at giving you insights into tips, tricks, how to use things, or full-blown training courses and certified courses as well. So do follow F Keys on the Twitter.
We've had a tweet from the Silver Squirrel, aka known as Snake Hips, who says, great show, listening in from my terrace in Tankerton. He might be on his veranda. I'm sure Beth's met him, because she's doing a terrace on in Tankerton. I'm sure she's met Snake Hips.
Is she?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And Lee from Ancorians Football Club has also tweeted to say that they are listening to the Business Bunker Show, as always. And Ancorians Football Club, for those of you that don't know, are the community football club over in Gillingham. They run 22 odd teams for all kinds of mixed abilities, ladies, men, girls, boys, special needs, deaf football, all kinds of things. And they are one of the Kent Football Association ambassador clubs. and community clubs. So thank you to them for listening in. I'll tell you what, George, you can read an email now.
We're saying goodbye to 2014 in style with a computer science maker vibe. And this is mañana, the December the 10th, and it's at 7:30 p.m. at the Gulbenkian in Canterbury. The talk one is going to be by research student Daniel Knox, and he'll be presenting an overview of The Shed, the University of Kent School of Computing Makerspace, which is equipped with a wide variety of machines and equipment, including 3D printers, laser cutters, Oculus Rift, and Raspberry Pi, or P, Pi.
Raspberry Pi.
This is all another language to me, Paul Andrews. It's very geeky, isn't it? Dan will explain how The Shed came to life, plus how, by taking advantage of the increasing accessibility of electronics and engineering with a rapid prototyping capability, it also supports new kinds of innovative teaching and learning. I need to go to this and learn about this. So there'll be...
You're damn right.
There will also be Alan, it really is Alan, not Ellen, Callahan, who's a senior developer at Global Radio, Heart FM, Classic FM, XFM, small station, you know. We'll be going back to...
Alan used to work for me, actually.
Did he?
Yeah.
Alan, come back. We'll be going back to his computer science teacher roots with his talk, teaching young people to code using five languages simultaneously. It's a must attend for educationalists. So... well, all details of this will go and probably already are on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website, but it is tomorrow, 7:30 at the Gulbenkian. It sounds really interesting and we should all go along.
Yeah, it's a Digibury event. Yeah. And as Jules quite rightly says, all the events that happen in Kent, we try to list on the Kent Business Radio website on the events page. And everything that you will hear on the show today, every website that you hear about, we will eventually list under today's show, which is show number 203. I've had an email. A mega growth, Netbox Digital, with over 130% growth in turnover over the past 4 years. Netbox Digital, the Rochester-based print copy scan business, has announced its plans to further expand through the acquisition of copier and IT service companies. As one of the UK's and Kent's fastest-growing companies, Netbox Digital made it into this year's top 10 of the Mega Growth 50. The definitive league table of successful businesses that's published by Kent Business Online. The company's latest account shows sales of £3 million with a pre-tax profit of £244,000. It's the second year running Netbox Digital has made the top 10 of the Mega Growth 50, coming second in 2013 and ninth in 2014. Netbox Digital Managing Director Paul Cruz said, "I often get asked what makes Netbox successful, and the simple answer is we are good at what we do, and that's delivering great products and services at the same time saving our customers money." So, fantastic, well done, another Kent success, Netbox Digital. You can find Netbox by going to their website, www.netboxdigital.com, and many, many congratulations on 130% growth and getting onto the Mega Growth Top 50.
Had a tweet from Go Vicinity, the lovely Rob Parker.
Rob, hello Rob.
Rob, and big hello to Mike there who does all the work, mm-hmm. while Rob just swarms around really. And he says, ooh, Oculus Rift. Sounds like a guitar playing octopus, doesn't it?
Does it? I thought it was a character from Harry Potter myself.
Yeah. But he knows what it is.
Mm.
But then he is quite...
good. He's a geek.
Yeah, he is.
Absolutely.
Invitation to the Thames Gateway Partnership, which is Winter Business Breakfast on the 10th of December. So that's also mañana. It is hosted by Chairman Rob Bennett, and they'll be sharing news and info about opportunities and challenges facing businesses in North Kent today. Acting on feedback which came from the Summer Business Breakfast and other channels, they'll be focusing particularly on how new skills funding arrangements affect businesses looking to improve workforce skills and on steps being taken to simplify business support arrangements. And you'll be able to hear updates from the partnership on what's happening at local and regional level to support business growth, including progress on Ebbsfleet Garden City, London Paramount and other key developments. So you need to be at Bridgewood Manor Hotel in the Walderslade Woods. Is it actually in the woods?
Yeah, yeah.
Chatham, ME5, 9AX, and arrival is 7:30 for 8:15, and then the event begins at 8:15. Now, if you want to know more, you can go to email info@thames-kent.org.uk. And as ever, it's on the Kent Business Radio website. But it's tomorrow at 7:30 for 8:15 at the Woods, Walderslade Woods in Bridgewood Manor Hotel.
Cool.
That sounds very nice.
Absolutely. Do you know what I'm going to do now?
Tunage.
A bit of tunage. And I've got an interesting bit of tunage to play you today.
Was this from Jamie's show?
It is from Jamie's show last Tuesday, the New Potato Show. We got an email in from a lady called Erin Dickens. And Erin was the lead female singer in a band called Manhattan Transfer.
Do you remember them?
Do you remember Manhattan Transfer?
All together now.
Chanson d'amour.
Thank you, ladies. Absolutely. That Erin Dickens. And she sent us a new reworked version of Java.
Wow.
And I'm going to play it for you.
Oh, from New Potatoes.
Hey, pretty lady, what you fancy? Can I call you a hot cup of coffee?
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java job and it loves me. Coffee and tea, the Java and me. A cup. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, I'll pour you a shot. A cup. Oh, slip me a slug from the wonderful mug. I cut a rug just snug in a jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw me one. Hey, waiter, percolator. I love coffee and I love tea. And I love the Java Java and it loves me. Coffee and tea, the Java and me. And green.
You know that.
Now I'm not keen about a bean. Unless it is a cheery, cheery bean boy. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour you a shot. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in a jug. Drop a nickel in my pot, Joe. Taking it slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee and I love tea. I love the Java Java and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup.
Temp Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531-777.
Now let's work it to the bone, 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 come on, work.
Money!
If you need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release or life and health insurance, talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm off my jack, keep your hands off my stack.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 9th of December, we meet Paul Andrews and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. That was the absolutely lovely Erin Dickens, late of Manhattan Transfer, when her reworked version of Java.
She's got a stunning voice.
Fabulous, absolutely fabulous version. Yeah, we played it out last week and it won a hot potato on Jamie's show, which was really brilliant.
Which reminds me, you know your friends Fleetwood Mac are playing in May.
Absolutely, yeah.
Have you got tickets?
I haven't. I have not
got
tickets.
Well, I know that you have a little frisson going with
them. I do not have a frisson going.
I thought you'd probably be backstage.
I do not have a frisson going with any of the ladies from...
From what I've heard.
From Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, your friend Snake Hips told me otherwise.
Really, really, really. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Go on, then. Go on.
What?
I'm waiting to hear this.
What, the frisson?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I just heard that you'd, you know, frolicked with one of them. I can't
really?
And
Stevie, who would that
Nicks, I think, or the
no.
other one. It's the other one.
Ah.
I'm too old to know them as familiar.
Yeah.
You know, I was, you know, still at nursery.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Well, I heard that you had a frisson. You bumped into her in Tunbridge Wells or somewhere on one of your frolics.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's why you started getting all your leather, you know, all your hippie gear and your... You know, your
she
new jacket.
She makes it up as he goes along, doesn't she?
Christy McVeigh.
You know all your yes.
Sorry, what
Christy
was it?
Chrissy McVeigh
lives in Canterbury.
Yeah. And,
big deal, yeah.
Isn't that when you started investing in all those velvet jackets and things that you wear?
Really?
After your frisson with her.
Really? I have not had a frisson with Chrissy McVeigh.
Not yet.
I deny that.
Yeah. What do you think, lady?
Just not yet,
you
possibly.
You still denied the velvet jacket.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't deny the velvet jacket because I got one. And there's pictures of me wearing it all over the internet.
Don't you think he's looking slightly bashful about it?
Yes.
Bob?
Cheeks are going red.
Yeah.
Really?
It's definite flush.
Mm. Anyway, enough of that. Sorry, Chrissy. But if I could have a couple of tickets, I would appreciate it.
There you are. But you could do the production, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Enough of that nonsense. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome our first guest of today onto the Business Bunker Show, the lovely Hilda Stern. Hello, Hilda.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining
us. I'll stop now.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. You've had I know you've had a long journey here, and we really do appreciate you making the effort. And Hilda is from the Ministry for Growth. Why don't you tell the listener about Hilda and about Ministry for Growth?
I don't like talking about me, but I'm quite happy to talk about Ministry for Growth. Ministry for Growth is basically a business development consultancy that is founded on collaboration. And that's one of the reasons why we're here today, because it was a chance conversation that you and I, Paul, had a few months ago in our Chatham office. Mm. And it was obvious that we kind of shared similar sort of views and aspirations, particularly around small and medium
sized businesses. Yeah, we both dislike Jules.
Yeah. I have not met Jules, and I think she's lovely. So that's not true.
Oh, right, okay. I must have got that wrong.
You did. Very badly wrong. And we ladies will correct you later. Trust me, when we're off air listeners, we'll be safe.
I'm looking forward to that.
Of correction.
Yeah, so basically our passion is helping businesses grow.
Absolutely.
And that can be quite a challenge at times, but for us, I think what we found being based in Kent, although I operate from our Thames Valley office, is there's just such an enthusiasm for business. And I think Kent is a fantastic sort of showcase. And we've got, you know, fellow guests this afternoon kind of clearly are showing that businesses can be very, very successful.
Absolutely.
And obviously for us, that's really what we're passionate about, is actually helping businesses grow, whether they're startups or even established businesses that want to go to the next level and are ready to do so.
Okay, cool.
So that's kind of what we do.
Absolutely. And as you quite rightly say, we We had a long conversation about this in your Medway
office. I think we put the world to right at least
twice.
We did
a little bit,
I remember.
I don't know how that happened, but yeah, I'm sure we did. How do you find your clients? How do you target your clients? What kind of clients do you deal with? Do you deal with? I know you said small and medium-sized businesses and growth. Is it particular fields, particular segments? How do you do it?
I was thinking about this on the way over because I thought he's bound to ask me, how do you find your clients and what sectors are you in? We're basically in all sorts of different sectors.
Sure.
But if I give you an example, we are doing some work with a local college over in Hertfordshire at the moment,
right,
where once a month we run a session where businesses can come in and talk about the challenges that they're facing. And we will give them advice and guidance, and the college will look at supporting them. And one of our clients that we picked up from there was a new business making the most gorgeous macaroons, and if I can persuade Jules to make us some, I would be more than delighted to do so.
They're gluten free, aren't they?
They can be, but these are very specific macaroons in terms of she has a technique where she can actually emboss your logo on them, and it's not on rice paper on top of the macaroon, it's actually on the macaroon itself. And we met her when she was just beginning to grow but didn't quite know what to do.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
That just made me laugh. Macaroons with Jules' name on it. I mean, what more can you
Sounds like the ideal Christmas present that you should be getting for her, Paul. So
I will give you the link. I had to eat it, Paul. It had my name on it.
Absolutely.
Well, I would put at Scoff and Quaff on it, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'd scoff it.
Oh, well, yeah. These are very special macaroons. They're gorgeous. But anyway, she was at that stage where the business was kind of established but needed to grow, and she wasn't quite sure how it was going to grow, had some ideas. But we came in, and because one of my colleagues, Jinu, works in international, she was actually going off to Dubai in a couple of weeks after we met her. And she was saying, well, I'm going to Dubai to a trade show. And he obviously was asking questions, and it was very clear she was going to have a look around,
right,
which is good.
Yeah.
But it's a long way to go to have a look around and have a chat. She'd been there before, and what he was able to do was really work with her to take it to the next level. Long story short, in the summer, she was in Selfridges. Managed to get her a stand there. They had an artisans month where they wanted local manufacturers to come in.
Right.
She came in, and as it happens, a Saudi princess happened to come along
bought
£2,000 worth of macaroons, which is pretty good. And
I've never heard you called a Saudi princess before, Jules.
I've been called many things, Paul.
She does speak Arabic, you know.
And it's kilam arabi kwayas wallah.
Well, I will take your word for it, but that was really exciting both for the client and for us. And then after that, we managed to negotiate that she was into the House of Commons shop.
Wow.
Many people know that they have a shop, but they do.
Yeah.
And of course, it would have the portcullis on the macaroons.
Wow.
So that's one end. The other end is we've been working with a construction company over in Essex, £30 million turnover. So really, so diverse.
It really is
diverse. And for us, the hook is they want to grow.
Right.
That's the thing. And it doesn't matter whether they're a startup or whether they're an established business. It's we want to go to the next level. What can you do to help us?
Okay. Now, I know this is going to be... Sorry, Jules, you can ask your question in a moment.
Yeah.
I know this is going to be a horrible question before I ask it, and I apologise.
He's planned it, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. No.
It's okay.
No, because there's probably not a definitive answer to this, which is probably where you spend most of your time analysing situations. But if you could encapsulate it, for most businesses at a certain level, what's the area that we need to concentrate on when we're growing? You know, when we talk about growth, we think about growth in terms of sales and revenue. That's fairly obvious. But there must be a lot more to it than that.
For us, the critical success factor is that you have a strategy,
right,
and then you have a plan.
Okay.
People will have business plans, but no strategy.
Right. Okay.
And it just does not work. You need to sit down and say, what is my strategy? What is it that I'm trying to achieve?
Right.
Then you can use the business plan to actually help you define what success will look like and what you're going to do. Because a lot of people are very, very busy going to networking events, going to this, that and the other. And you say to them, well, why were you there?
Yeah.
Oh, well, because somebody told me I should network. Yes, but network with a purpose. You know, you either go because the speaker's interesting or the audience is likely to be relevant.
Yeah.
But also, and again, we were talking about this before we came on air, it's about the business conversation. People sell to people.
Yep.
If you come and try to sell me something, even if it's something I want, I'm probably going to go, no, because I want to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
I want to kind of feel that you understand my business need, you know, what it is I want, how much I want to pay, all those things.
Yeah.
They take time to elicit. And I think a lot of people, if they don't have a strategy and they don't have a plan and they don't work about how do I talk to people in a way that keeps the business conversation going, then we just walk away.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more than 100% with that. It's one of the things that used to drive me nuts, and I'm really pleased that it's happening, but so many people haven't tweaked this yet, which is the whole sales process. Back in the 20th century, we used to have these call centres and calling centres and cold calling where people would cold call, you want to buy, and we still have some organisations that do that. It doesn't work. It didn't really work then. It certainly doesn't work now, not at any level. And even my main business, Jobs in Kent, we have very low cost advertising. It's not, you know, it's not high ticket stuff at all. And years ago, it would have been the kind of stuff that you sold via cold calling, really. Even with that small ticket stuff, we still sell relationship building. It is about relationship building without any shadow of a doubt. It's not about hard sales.
It is. And I think also the other thing that we ask people, and it tends to floor them, is what business are you in? And they look and they think, because unless you can answer what business you're in, how do you know that your strategy is right, and how do you therefore know that your business plan's right?
Yeah.
So they all kind of flow together nicely. Yeah. And it's quite interesting sometimes when you ask that question, people just look at you and think, I'm not really sure. Well, go and work out what you're in, and then we can have a conversation about your strategy and your plan.
Absolutely. I can tell you a story about that from a long, long, long time ago. And it just shows you how important knowing what business you're in and quantifying what business you're in can actually lead you to do things. 1,000 years ago, I was a management consultant, and I was a very, very junior management consultant on a project dealing with a French company that made terry toweling nappies. Yeah.
Exciting. Yes.
Exactly.
We're hooked.
Exactly. That was their product. Yeah. That was their product. And we were in a meeting and they were talking about needing to grow and needed to expand their market and blah, 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 blah. And the lead consultant kept saying, yeah, but what business are you in? We make nappies. And they went, what business are you in? And eventually the consultant said to him, look, you've got to readdress what it is. If you just keep saying the same thing, you've just got the same old product. And this sounds really cheesy, but it had a massive effect on the business. After a bit of brainstorming, they decided that they were in the mother, baby and toddler comfort business.
Yeah.
And out of that, a certain little company called Produce produced all of the first products like trainer nappies, disposable nappies, because their thinking radically changed when they identified what business they're in.
And it is. I mean, you know, we've got clients who we have it takes several conversations for them to work out what business they're in.
Absolutely.
And once they've got that, exactly that, it cracks it. And they start to think about, OK, if that's the business I'm in, what's my strategy going to be? What's my business plan going to be? What will success look like? All those sort of things. Because, you know, if somebody is so general, then you say, well, OK, so you're going to take over the whole UK by next year. Really?
Yeah.
What is it you're going to do that is going to take over? And it's that process. And I find it quite interesting. Sometimes I'll talk to consultants who don't ask that question.
Right.
And I'm just thinking of one particular client that we're working with who basically went to a business support organisation, not in Kent, I hasten to add. And they were literally given, well, here's a business plan template.
Oh no.
And I just thought, okay. I then got to have a chat with them and I said, okay, I've read your business plan. That's very interesting. Can I just ask some questions? What business are you in? Blank looks. Okay, what will success look like? Blank looks. Right, we need to get the business you're in bit sorted, because otherwise this business plan, although it looks lovely, it's actually meaningless and there are gaps. And it was just cut and paste because the questions were repetitive, because unless you're writing a business plan to go to the bank to get money, you actually can write one on two sides of A4, because so long as you've got very clear measures, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it and what success will look like, that's kind of what you need, because you know what business you're in, you know what your strategy is. So the plan is succinct and to the point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not 24 pages.
Mm. Absolutely. No, absolutely. And it's amazing. Just that clarification of thought and that thinking can lead you into all kinds of other things.
Focus.
It also enables you to innovate, though. You know, so many people come to me and they go, how do you think up all these business ideas? Well, you've got to think. You've got to open up what you're doing. You know, what business are you in? You know, people just don't think about it. They just go through the motions of doing what they do all the time and hoping to grow the market.
And I think also there's, and this is not a sort of negative comment, but we're encouraged to set up businesses. I'm not sure about that. I think you need to have a very clear idea of what it is you want to do. So what business are you in? Because, yes, we want to be entrepreneurs. Actually, I think what we want is everybody to be entrepreneurial, whether they work for somebody or run their own business. Where I come from in Buckinghamshire, they say they're the entrepreneurial heart of the UK. Now, I think most counties would argue with that. Actually, no, we are, whatever. And they have a lot of business startups, but they also have a lot of business deaths. And I think there's something around entrepreneurial skills, I believe, should be taught by everybody, to everybody, from, you know, children from the very early age, right up. But you need to take a view that says, maybe I'm not cut out to be the owner of the business. Maybe I'm cut out to be an employee, but a damn good one that gets recognised. Because I think, and I think that's what Britain has been lacking, is that entrepreneurial spirit in the workforce.
And you're absolutely right, Hilda. It's that attitude and approach that is important. I do lots of workshops for people where I'm employed to go along and talk to people about entrepreneurialism and business and startups, and people say, right, we're providing funding for startups, and we've got a load of people here that want to start up a business. And I think, but they don't know what they want to do. That doesn't make any sense. They haven't actually got a business to start, or they've got no experience or whatever. What they need to do first is get an entrepreneurial attitude, do something, and then see if it's relevant to make that as a business for themselves.
Because at the end of the day, we're all in business to make money.
Yep.
Whether we're a community interest company, we've still got to make money to keep the business going, or whether we're, you know, a PLC or whoever. And unless the idea we've got is viable, then you're wasting time. And I've met people who've said, oh, you know, I want to set up my own business. I've been made redundant. I've got some money. And it's like, whoa, what business are you in? What is it you're trying to achieve? Is it viable? And if it isn't, I'd rather you didn't spend £3,000 on a fabulous website that nobody's going to see because nobody can find you. Why don't you actually go and get a job that actually suits your skills, and maybe come back at it later when you've actually worked out the business you're in, the strategy, the plan, all those things. But people are being encouraged to set up their business, you know, young people. And you think some of them will make it,
they will.
But there are so many who won't, and they will feel so bad about themselves, and they shouldn't.
Yeah.
I think that running your own business is probably one of the hardest things I've ever done. Because you have to do absolutely, as all of you in here know, you have to do absolutely everything.
And I think that's the problem. People think, you know, oh, I need a new printer cartridge. Well, off you go then.
Whereas and then
if
how
you
pay
from corporate,
it?
You know, they kind of go, well, somebody's going to get this for me. No, that'll be you.
It's funny because I employed I'm looking for an admin assistant PA, and it's been really, really difficult. And it's very funny you said that, because you were saying about entrepreneurial, and I said at the interview, I want someone proactive, but someone that's going to sort of perhaps, there were some things that she didn't know that I needed. And I said, could you look at them at home so that when you come in and I'm paying you by the hour, we're ready to rock and roll? And of course she hadn't. I'm sorry if you're listening. I love you, really. But, you know, it's, you know, we parted our ways because I was spending 3 hours going through stuff that she should have actually looked at. And at the interview, she said she would. But also, you see it in the food business. I went to a pub the other day, and the meal came, no knife and fork. So the roast beef's sitting there freezing.
Oh, they've seen you before then.
And you
just put it in a bowl on the floor for you.
So you're twisting round, going, excuse me. And eventually you get, you know, a little scowl, and they come up, and I said, could I have a knife and fork, please? And Dr. John, earlier on the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff at 11 a.m. every Tuesday, said he went somewhere this week, and he said, what's your special? And the waitress didn't know. So there's no team, you know, the chef is not saying, right team, it's 9 o'clock. When the diners come in at 12, this is what our specials are. This is what we've got. You know, this is what's allergy, you know.
And that is so important to do. And, and that's what should be done
in any
automatically.
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, just to give you an example, when we were having our website redesigned, we identified, she is a Kent-based web designer.
Give us their name.
And it was really interesting because one of our colleagues had met her and said, I think she's really, really good. And we said, OK, well, the rest of the team need to meet her. And she came and she had looked at our existing website and she had looked at the words and came up with a couple of ideas that enabled us to have a conversation. And of course, we were going, well, yes, because she gets it, because she had done the homework to actually find out what she thought we wanted. And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Would you like to give her a shout out?
I will. I'll need to remember her company's name, so I'll find that out for you. But, you know, she was absolutely amazing because she had just taken half an hour to kind of do a bit of a Google search, looked at our existing website, looked at our LinkedIn things and got a kind of feel. And that's what you're looking for. You want somebody
absolutely.
Who actually wants to do business with you and they're showing you what they can do without selling to you. They're just saying, what about this? What about this? And you're going, ooh, that's interesting. Yeah, we like that. We like that.
Mm.
Rather than, well, can I have your specification?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't really know. That's what we want.
Yeah,
that's
why
we
ask you. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, so it's really, really good. So, you know.
Absolutely.
There is lots of really good entrepreneurs out there, but we just need to kind of be realistic, I think, about it.
I also think it's very interesting what you said about Selfridges, the fact that big, big companies like Selfridges, huge retailers, are getting into the local artisan and having that fair
like
that.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was interesting because until this Saudi princess came over, the floor managers were just kind of wandering around looking at all the different concessions that were there. As soon as she appeared, my colleague was there, he said it was just like they suddenly go, ooh, what's this all about then? Because, and they realised that here is a product that actually people are prepared to pay a premium, and she's targeted it so that it is for premium. And I mean, they are amazing macaroons made by a French Algerian and just absolutely fantastic, so delicate. But she's got a very clear target market.
Absolutely.
And they're very hard to make. A good macaroon is
they
a
are
skill.
Very hard to make, but Bourgeois Bohème, they make them. I've tried them and it's like, oh yes, I see what you mean now.
I should be on their website.
Hilda, thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome.
We could talk about that all day. Sadly, we're kind of running out of time. Give us a shout for your website so people can follow up and, you know, and follow you on Twitter and look at your website and get in contact with you should they need.
It's all the W's, ministryforgrowth.co.uk.
Fabulous. And people can also follow you on the Twitter at Min for Growth.
Min for Growth, that is correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do give Hilda and the team a follow
thank
on that.
Thank you very much.
And have a look at their website. For the moment, Hilda, thank you so much for
thank
that.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show and lovely to hear from you. We've got loads of tweets coming in. We've got loads of emails. We've got two more guests to talk to and we haven't got much time. So we're going to do what we do. I'm going to read a couple of emails and then we're going to do a couple of tweets and things like that, play another record and speak to our next guest.
Record?
We've had a tweet from... Oh, do shut up. We've had a tweet from some new listeners, Katie and Craig, and they say, Vanilla Web, that's me, sensationalbodies.co.uk are ready to get everyone in shape after Xmas. No starving yourself, just real food and guaranteed results. And you can follow them on the Twitter, and their Twitter handle is Sensational Bods. Sensational Bods, all one word. So
you've
do give them a Twitter.
Yeah.
I asked earlier as well if anybody had any feedback from Success or otherwise of the Small Business Saturday thing last Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And the shop local stick. And I had the Federation of Small Business for Kent and Medway. They said, yeah, Small Business Saturday was fabulous for us. We had local MPs, Greg Clark and Helen Grant, came with us and we visited loads of local retailers and heard lots about local issues. So thank you for that. I went shopping locally. I bought some clothes from County Casuals in Tenterton, spent a fortune on some nice clothes. And as always, the guys in the shop there did a fabulous job of making me empty my wallet.
I'm sure Christy McVie will love those.
Oh, for goodness sake.
What I was going to say, just to add to your Small Business Saturday, is that we should be supporting our local shops every day, every minute.
Every day, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And talking of which, we've had a tweet from the potato shop.
Oh, yes.
The potato shop, we're in Tenterton and we grow 20 varieties of potato, no less than 15 of which can be made into great roasties. And they say it's great for Christmas dinner. So do give them a follow. And surprisingly, they're called The Potato Shop on
Twitter. They came across on the Scoff and Quaff Superior show this morning.
Did they?
With Claire Eckley, because they work together with Claire's beautiful rapeseed oil.
Do they?
Yeah.
So you can roast your potatoes in the oil.
Yeah. Blimey. Very healthy. Now, we've had a Federation of Small Business says, I like records too, Paul Andrews.
Thank you.
Yes. And the Hit Parade, no doubt.
Yeah. Thank you. Is that all right?
That must be your fan.
Huh.
Your one fan.
Huh. We've had M Farmers Market.
Yes.
Who say, and they say, we use Yukon Gold for roasting.
Oh, what's Yukon Gold?
It's a type of potato.
Well,
don't you
know
nothing?
No. I don't, obviously.
Well, obviously, it's a potato, because that's what they're talking about.
And Rob Parker, the lovely Rob Parker, says it's very nice to hear a very straight-talking woman with very relevant views making perfect sense to us. So there you are, as an
accolade.
Thank
you. But did they listen to Hilda?
Very droll.
Sorry,
very droll.
Sorry about that. Fantastic. Thank you, Rob. Cars from Kent have tweeted, hi, Vanilla Web. If you're looking to buy or sell a car in Kent, then we're the place to look. That's carsfromkent.com.co.uk.
Kent Business tweet up saying the last one of the year will be Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Hotel Continental Whitstable. All welcome. www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
Okay, and another new follower, Country Practice, on the Twitter, Country Practice, Vanilla Web. Our website is chts.org.uk, that's chts.org.uk. On January 11th, 2015, we are holding a retreat near Dover. It's £60 lunch and refreshments included. To book your place, you can give us a call on 01304-369-330. That's 01304-369-330. If Jules would like to read an email, I'll see if I can find out who Country Practice are, because I don't know them.
Sounds like a vet's to me.
They're in Faversham.
The Kent Parent Carer Forum, it's United Listening and Influencing, they say. They're talking about SEN and Disabilities Information Day here. This will be next year on Monday, the 26th of January, so that's a diary date for your diary. It's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Woodville Halls Theatre, Woodville Place, Gravesend. Let's have a look and see if there's a little website here. www.kpforpetercffreddy.co.uk, and there is a phone number which is 07811 900 223, and you can contact Heather to find out more. But they're saying there's over 30 information stands available with a wide range of support services, professionals and organisations representing a range of disabilities and needs locally and nationally. And the opening speech will be by Julie Eli, who's head of SEN at Kent County Council, and looking at the SEN and disabilities schools in Kent. There'll also be Mayor John Caller and Mayoress Sue Caller, probably with little chains around their neck and things. And you can also contact a family hosting and coping support workshop. So that will be some advice there on how to get some support that you might need. And the guests there will be Adam Holloway, the MP, and the Walk Tall Drama Showcase. All of this is free. So it's next January, the 26th, 2015, 10 to 3 p.m. at Woodville Place, Gravesend. Details on the Kent Business Radio website.
Thank you for that. We're going to play a bit of Nat King Cole. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to Beth.
A little bit of Route 66.
We are.
Get your kicks.
Yeah.
Very snazzy.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico. Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Tip. When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Inspiration. Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin on this Tuesday, the 9th of December. That was a bit of Nat King Cole there, Route 66, for your delight. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show, to welcome back on the Business Bunker Show. It's probably
about a year ago that you were last on.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Beth Rossiter of Mirage Design.
Hello,
Beth. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
My windows have arrived.
They have.
Well,
how exciting.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, no, it's all going really well.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah. Now, for the listener, Beth is in charge of Paul Andrews.
She's my interior designer.
Snake Hips house.
Yeah, she is indeed.
Snake Hips, huh?
I don't know where that comes from. Just ignore her. Just humour her. Yes, and we're doing quite a lot of major... rebuilding on my house at the moment. I have an extension built. Anyway, we'll talk about that at some other point. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you back on the show, Beth. Thank you so much for joining us. You're going to talk to us about a very special project you're doing over in Canterbury at the moment, now, aren't you?
I am indeed, yes. Been delighted to be introduced to the Kent Multiple Sclerosis Centre in Canterbury Therapy Centre. It's due to open on the 5th of January.
Yep.
It's a massive project, a very worthwhile cause, obviously. They've gone from what will be a very small hut, basically, for the last 30 years.
It was a little prefab, wasn't
just
it?
Just a little bit, into what is absolutely going to be a stunning, stunning build. And as I say, we've been delighted to be introduced to come and look at all the interiors, including the colour schemes, window dressings, and making it feel like home. The brief is for it not to feel like a hospital, but to feel like a hotel and spa.
Cool. Okay. So we know the centre over there, actually, because
Mary Daly
mm-hmm. was on the show while she was part of the fundraising, because they raised £3 million or something eventually, didn't
they? It's been amazing.
Absolutely amazing thing they're doing. So 5th of January it's due to open.
Yep.
How are we going deadline-wise? Are we going to be there?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
No Christmas turkey for me. No, it's absolutely going great. We've got the members opening on the 5th of January, and then there will be an official opening to the public in the springtime.
Okay. So run us through again, what's the kind of things they're having there? What kind of things they're doing? I know there's a spa area and all kinds of things, and oxygen supplies and what have you.
Yeah, there's actually an oxygen tank that's going to be moved from the old centre into the new centre in the next 2 weeks, which is massive, which people can obviously go and have therapy within the tank. There's going to be a hydro pool, which actually the water was put in a couple of days ago, so that's nearly ready to go. They've got on the other side, they've actually got a physiotherapy area, a gymnasium, four treatment rooms which will have acupuncture, reflexology, there's going to be yoga, Pilates, loads, but the main area is the reception area,
right.
And the social area. Yeah, which is going to be amazing.
The whole project is fabulous, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, as both you and Jill said, it was a prefab, it was a hut mm-hmm. before, on part of the grounds of the Canterbury Rugby Club.
Correct.
And basically, so you had a muddy field and a hut, and now they've got all of this, and what a fabulous, fabulous story it is, and how needed it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually there for the first dig. We had Meridian TV, because I did their PR for a year as a little favour.
Oh, okay.
And we had the first dig with the diggers there and everything, and we had Meridian News down, and it was exciting.
I think Meridian are due to come back when they are knocking the centre down in a few weeks' time, so that's going to be a really momentous day, really emotional.
And that oxygen tank is an absolute lifeline, and those therapies, you know, for MS, people with MS, you know, it's real.
I think it's open not just to MS sufferers as well, so if people have, you know, got cancer or anything, that they can come along and be part of the centre. Yeah. So definitely, it's fantastic.
Mm. No, really good. So
so what kind of colours are you going for?
Well, they've actually, through Purple Edge, Sharon Wilding, they're actually rebranding completely. So the new colours are very much blues and greens, so quite soft. So that's obviously going to be reflected within the interior design.
Is that colour a la mode, blues and greens? Is that what colour my kitchen is going to be?
No. I've got something very special for you, Paul.
Really?
Very.
I can't wait. So
you're having a butcher's block and just a bit, few tiles. You know.
Is that right?
Yeah, a few tiles.
Yeah. No, she doesn't like tiles. I got very expensive tiles on my floor, and the first thing she said to me when we walked in, they're coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, don't like those, they're out. But coming back to the Multiple Sclerosis Centre rather than my kitchen... So it's green and blue, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of overall design style, I know, because I know you obviously, and I know how you work. But again, as a general purpose question, is there a colour that everybody's going for at the moment? Is there a vogue, a trend? You know, something in design that people are into right at the moment?
I think grey is the new black, really.
Grey is the new black,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, grey is very much in. But
so grey's come back from the early 80s.
Yeah, it's all gone on trend, so it's all coming back again.
Oh,
but keeping things, not having too many of the accent colours now, and just keeping it very soft and flowing, as opposed to it being one room with an accent wall.
Okay.
Yeah, so much softer colours.
Fantastic. So, I mean, this—I know how much effort you've put into this big project that you've done there, and it must be very rewarding and pleasing for you to see such an important building. Really, that's the key to it is the building, isn't it? And and the effect that it's going to have on people's lives is an amazing thing to do. Yeah, but then to make it look gorgeous as well is, you know,
no pressure.
Is an added bonus on top, isn't it? I mean, that's fantastic stuff. And February the 5th is when it's due to open. January the 5th.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was doing builder predictions there.
Yeah. But everyone that has been involved with it, and I will make a few plugs actually to the Canterbury Business Equipment over in Whitstable by Tesco's, have been absolutely amazing and supplying a lot of the furniture and a lot of the stationery, etc. Windsheep Lighting Shop have come up with the most beautiful, stunning light that's going to be in the main foyer, which the builders had delivered yesterday.
Wow.
They were very, very smiley. Harvey's in Canterbury have done me a fantastic deal, obviously, again, keeping the costings down as it is a charity organisation. Elite Blinds and UV Shield as well have been really fantastic.
Fantastic. That's good stuff. You know I'm going to demand that as well for mine.
Yes.
Did they have a bit extra left over that I can purloin?
Yeah, you need an oxygen tank at yours.
I do.
Yeah.
I do need
You're
an oxygen tank.
You're full of hot air, let's face it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it's all good.
Cool. Now, good stuff. And Beth, fabulous project to be involved in, and all power to you. Just move us on a little bit and tell us a little bit about Mirage Designs in general, because you've done loads and loads of stuff and you've worked with, you know, Sarah Beeny and all kinds of people doing stuff. So tell us a little bit more about Mirage Designs in general and the kind of things that you normally get involved in, because you don't build a lot of MS centres, really, do you?
No. I think generally it's more domestic.
Yeah.
But on the domestic side of things, we do show home styling. Recently recently finished one down in Hastings,
right.
That sold literally that weekend. And that's a full dressing, which takes us normally about a week to do to 10 days.
Right.
And once the property's sold, then we generally can go back in and move it to the next building and so on. So the developer's not losing money.
Right.
This particular one sold with all the furniture in. So
I was
going to
say, quite often
delighted.
Nowadays, they sell the show home lock, stock and barrel,
yeah,
don't they?
No, yeah. Absolutely delighted. And we've got about three projects next year that we're going to be working with that particular developer.
Yeah.
The other side of the business is I had a client come back to me as we're now in our 10th year coming up.
Wow.
She came back after 6 years and asked me to come back in and do some work with her to revamp her lounge. We went shopping together, so I spent the day shopping. So, and the satisfaction that I get from the job, it's not just work to me. And I think after 10 years, we've worked with so many different types of clients. Right. That's what keeps it fresh and exciting, really, for me.
Absolutely. And the shopping, of
and
course.
The shopping, of
and
course.
The shopping, of
yeah.
course. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Sneaky pair of shoes in there while you're out shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Just a little detour.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. As we've made reference to a couple of times, Beth is currently working on rebuilding my house as well. It's going really well.
And started off with just a cup of coffee and a chat. About
it did. Yeah.
The lounge
yeah.
And then she knocked all the walls down.
And then she knocked all the walls down and took out half the garden. And you know, and we'll have nine of those and three yeah. of those and one yeah. of those. And I'm really pleased with it, and we're going great guns at the moment. And the windows yeah. have arrived, apparently.
The windows have arrived, yes. So brilliant. We're going to be watertight for Christmas.
That will help, won't it?
Let it dry out for Christmas, and then, full steam ahead for January.
Absolutely. Cool. Beth, thank you so much for telling us all about that. Thank you so much for joining us. Give us a shout out for your website and your contact details and Twitter handles and Facebook pages and all that kind of stuff. I mean, Facebook is probably as good a outlet for you, isn't it, because you have loads yeah. of lovely photographs of all the work you've done and the things yeah. you've put together and stuff like that, and kind of Facebook works better for that. But give us a shout for all of those things so that people can find out more about the fantastic work that you do.
Mirage Designs is obviously on the Facebook page. I've also got a personal one, which obviously I have as well. We've got www.miragedesigns.co.uk, and I will also just mention the therapy centres as well. So if you wanted more information on that, telephone numbers are 01227 470 876, or their website is www.kentmstc.org.
Fantastic, thank you for that. Well done on a fabulous project for both the MS Centre and mine. All power to you.
Thank you.
I think you're going to be doing some photos of mine soon as well, aren't
I am.
You? That's going to go on the net. So,
we've got befores and we've got durings.
And
I'm very much looking forward to the afters.
Yeah, me too. That sounded vaguely, I don't know.
A little bit frisky.
And yeah, moving on.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always looking forward to afters, me. Beth, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Blunt
Show.
You. Pleasure as always to see you, and keep on keeping on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beth Ruster.
Never ceases to amaze me how the innuendo always manages to creep in the business.
It's you, it's your influence.
I said nothing.
Anyway, we've got loads of tweets, we've got some emails, and we've got another lovely guest to talk to, so we need to crack on. We've had a tweet from Post and Packing. Listening into the great Business Bunker Show today, please could we have a shout out for discounted postage offers for Christmas cards at our shops? And that's Post and Packing. And Post and Packing have a number of shops and stores around Kent where you can have parcels, cards and letters delivered and take them in. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Post and Packing, all one word, Post and Packing on the Twitter. Hold on a second. You've already read that one from Go Vicinity. The FSB Kent and Medway are on a roll because Jules started winding them up about records. But they are also saying what we were talking about earlier. As an entrepreneur, you really do have to do everything. That's why you need backup from an organisation such as the Federation of Small Business. We provide networking, mentors and the business bunker, they say, which is cool. So, yes, you really do need to look at joining a support organisation like the FSB, who are fabulous at what they do. And they FSB are also tweeting us about some of the other work they did on Small Business Saturday and about the importance of shopping, as Jill said, and they emphasising that it's not just a once a year thing, it's an everyday thing. Yeah. We should be shopping locally.
It's a bit like getting a dog at Christmas, you know, it's for life, not just for one bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a Brownies Christmas lunch with a glass of wine at the Best Western Abbott's Barton Hotel in Canterbury, and this is supported and attended by the FSB. This show is not just thrown together, you know, listener. Thursday the 18th of December, 12:30 to 2 p.m. It's only £15 a person. And they say, join us this December and give in to Christmas. So they're hosting the annual Christmas lunch, open to all Brownies members, new and some old ones too, they say. So to book your place, you can contact Magdalena Bonar and Magdalena Bonar.
Who?
Magdalena Bonar.
Okay, thank you.
Is she Spanish, do you think?
Oh, quite possibly.
She could be French. Bonar sounds vaguely French, but Magdalena sounds very Spanish.
The way you said it,
Magdalena.
Sounded Nepalese.
Events at abbotsbartonhotel.com is the email. I'll just ignore you. And it's Thursday the 18th, just to recap. So that's this week, 12:30. I might go to that. Oh, no, I'm out for lunch. I'm already at somewhere.
It's a day of the week, Jules.
I know.
You're bound to be out for
lunch.
I'm
meeting an advertising rep and they're paying, so I must go.
Oh, blimey. I hope you've got a mortgage, mate, whoever that is.
January, February next year, this is a diary date, Counselling Skills for Non-Counsellors course. It's an exciting course for non-counsellors to be held at Maidstone Enterprise Centre. It's being delivered through Relate, so great company there, or great business. Not really a business, you know what I mean. A great body. If you want to know more about that.
Oh, sorry.
Snake hips. Lynn Murphy at Relate. There's a phone number, which I'm going to read in a minute. The email is lynne.relatekent@gmail.com. If you want to book, it's £190 for the course. And the phone number is 01302 347749, and it is over three Wednesdays next year, 28th of January, 11th of February and the 25th of February at the Enterprise Foundation Maidstone, and it starts at 9:45. Details on the Kent Business Radio website.
Thank you. Fabulous. We've had a tweet from Telcare, the telecommunications providers over there on the Medway City Estate, who say, sending festive greetings to Vanilla Web, Jill Serkin and all the guests on the Business Bunker Show. Thank you so much for that, Lisa and the team at Telcare.
Oh, I love Lisa.
It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our third guest of the day onto the Business Bunker Show, Trish Stretton of People Face to Face. Trish, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. It's your first time on the show, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And it's lovely to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, that's right.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about People Face to Face?
Okay, well, People Face to Face looks after the kind of things that are inside a business, the people. So we're a development company.
Okay.
We train and develop people to do the right things to make sure your business is received well by your customers. So once you know what your business is about, which I fully endorse what Hilda was saying, and you find that you've got the right people, then we come along and help develop them. That's whether they're senior managers, junior people, frontline staff. And what amazes me about organisations these days, if I can just make a kind of bit of a gripe, really.
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
We like a rant on the Business Bunker, don't you worry.
I can rant.
Yeah.
Lots of organisations, and especially small businesses, but also corporates, spend an arm and a leg on marketing, but do not spend as much on developing people and the customer service skills. And frankly, you might not get a customer through a decent website, but you will lose a customer from poor customer service.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we really focus on our specialism is on the right attitudes and the right behaviours.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more about that. Too many people focus on customer acquisition, and the worst are big corporates.
Yep.
Big corporates couldn't give a monkey's toss about their clients. It's all about churn.
Yep.
It's all about new ones, which is why you see so many businesses that offer incentives to new customers while, you know, ignoring their existing ones. And that's just insane. It's just crazy.
Absolutely. And I will walk away from a client or a company that doesn't provide excellent customer service. And I really think these days it's worth the investment to develop people.
Absolutely.
if they really understood what the business was about, and half the problem is some businesses don't know what they're really about, you can't then translate that for the people that are working for you.
Absolutely.
And therefore develop the right kind of service skills. Now, whether that's an internal customer, i.e. your colleagues or other teams, I know corporates that teams just work in isolation of each other. How the heck can they run an effective business if they're just working in isolation? So we come along and we work with them to develop the right attitudes, the right behaviours.
Absolutely.
And whether that's a manager who treats his people, her people properly to get the best out of them, that's what we do. So
absolutely.
Coaching, mentoring, leadership management. We've got a personal development program as well that we run that delegates, people who come on the program, say it changes their lives. And line managers say that it's, they can't believe the difference it makes. And
absolutely.
We only get 5 days with them, which is brilliant.
Absolutely. So. I want to explore all of those things.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But I want to ask you a question based on my own experience some years ago. And I'm assuming things may have changed, or maybe they haven't. Many years ago, when I was involved in doing similar things to you, one of the things I struggled with in terms of doing internal workshops and stuff like that is the client would engage me to do customer service training or management and leadership training, but then they would leave it open to the staff whether they wanted to come or not. And the problem is everybody in an organisation, well, I don't need to be told, I've been working in pissing off customers for 100 years, I don't need to know how to do
it. That sounds so familiar.
And that was the problem, was engagement. I mean, to the point where I had to fabricate what I was doing in order to get engagement. I just changed the name of mine to consulting skills.
Right.
And then everybody rocked up because they thought they were going to get something that they could sell. But is that something that you still struggle with, or are people more generally open to doing things like that now? And sorry to not let you answer the question. One of the worst ones was management. When you talk about leadership training, management training and stuff like that, people go, I've been a manager for 20 years. I can't learn anything from anybody. Whereas no matter how long any of us have done it, we can always learn. There are always new things to learn, aren't there?
Absolutely. I think that people, there is generally a bigger desire to participate now.
Right.
But there's still a lot of kind of reservation and anxiety around what's going to happen. I mean, I can give you an example. We work with a big organisation down in Gosport, and they're all engineers, aircraft engineers, so they fix helicopters. And we run our development programme with some of those people, and line managers have said, you know, we can't get them to change, we can't get them to embrace change. They come with us, and after 5 days, they come back and say, my missus says, we don't know what you've done to us, but they like what you've done. And line managers say, we can't believe the contribution that they're now making, the engagement that they've got with the organisation, the desire to learn more. So we still get those issues, but we run programs that really aim to challenge those behaviours and attitudes.
Sure.
And we also give them the option to change. We don't make them change. I can't make anybody change. Our job is to create the right environment so that they can see the impact of their behaviour, the effect it has in terms of their own performance, but also the effect that it has on their teammates or their customers. So that's really what drives us in our business.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and you're absolutely right. And of course, the obvious thing is once you have deployed a workshop and people have enjoyed it, then of course they sell it for you internally because they go, oh, we went on the People Face to Face workshop. It was brilliant. We did this. And people go, was it really? Yeah, why? What are you doing? Oh, I'm telling you. You know, and so they have to come along to find out. No, absolutely right. If we may, I want to explore a little bit the methods.
I was interested in that.
I just want to know how you deploy some of these things, and you know what the format of some of them is. You mentioned working with some groups for 5 days. Again, one of the things I'm talking about experiences I had many years ago, and one of the problems I suffered with then is people's attention span was really, you know, they didn't have 5 days. And I'd spent a lot of work doing bite-sized training, which is a couple of hours here, a couple of hours there. How do you do it? What's the thing that's working these days?
We do a variety of things. So we can do one-off bespoke programs. So we'll do something like a mentoring awareness workshop, which goes down really well. So they go away with some skills and knowledge as well. Our Keystone program, which is our flagship program, is a 5-day over 2 to 3 months. So it's not 5 days on block. And it's built so that we work with the individual self-awareness and their own kind of personal effectiveness. Then we look at the team. Then we look at how they deal with difficult people. Well, we call it difficult situations, but it's really known as difficult people, of which they could be one of them. So we kind of hold a mirror up, and then we look at the business and the customer service and the changes that are going on. So we take them on a journey with Keystone. Other programs we run are qualification courses. So we run qualification courses in coaching and mentoring, as well as leadership and management. I have to say, can I just make a plug?
Yes.
If I mention Bunker 100, if anybody wants a coaching and mentoring course at level 5, which is a high national diploma, or level 7, which is a master's degree, starting in January and February next year, they get £100 off the price. So, So we do that for corporates as well as individuals. So we've got some programs running in Canterbury. So if anyone is a coach out there that hasn't got a qualification and would like one, give us a ring.
There you go.
So Bunker 100, can we do that as a hashtag on Twitter?
You can. Okay. You can.
If you send us some details of that, we'll give that a push as well.
I've got some details, so I'll leave them with you. And sometimes we just do one-to-one coaching with people, like managers and stuff like that, so that in essence, what we do is eyeball people. We don't, at the moment, offer distance learning. Right. So all our training is done where we can see the whites of people's eyes. We can gauge their behaviour and their responses to certain things that we may challenge them with. And we might hold that mirror up to them that says, OK, so are you part of the problem or part of the solution? And we get them to identify the issues in a very safe environment. We don't do it so that we intimidate or humiliate. So we run programs that technically use accelerated learning techniques, basically colour, smell, textures. And most of it is done where they participate. They have to do it rather than listening to me talking about it all the time. So it's not a lecture. Our qualification courses are more lecture type.
Right.
But our behavioural training programmes are really, you get involved in it and we'll have fun stuff. We'll have stuff that makes people go, ah, I see. Mm. Oh, dear. Oh, great. Yeah. You know, for some people, it's a real endorsement for their great behaviour.
Absolutely. I got a funny story. I've got to tell you, so I've got a funny story.
Go on.
A thousand years ago, I used to work for an American bank called Citibank. Mm-hmm. And as a kid, they bizarrely made me a vice president. Ridiculous thing to do. Anyway, I got sent on a management course for senior managers, okay? And it was a 5-day retreat, which is why I was interested in a 5-day program. Yep. And part of the course was videoed role playing. And they actually had professional actors playing mm-hmm. the other parts, you know, because the staff doing role playing never works, you know, because people mess about too much. They had professional actors. And we had a scenario that was filmed privately, but then shown to everybody afterwards. That was how the format worked. And the scenario we were painted was that we were a plant senior general manager, and we had a fairly senior member of staff that we suspected of having an alcohol problem. Ooh. And he hadn't been performing very well, and we had to do the initial interview. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I kind of rocked in there, and they filmed it. And he goes, "Oh, come in, Trish, sit down." It was a bloke, but come in, Trish, sit down. "Oh, how are you feeling? You know, you've been a bit under the weather lately. What's going on? Is there anything we can help you?" Blah 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 blah. Anyway, they were showing all these films back, and we had a guy from South Africa that was on there, and they showed his film, right? And he was sat at the desk, and the actor playing the member of staff walked in, went to sit down, and he went, "Who said you could sit down? You're fired. Clear off, you drunk."
Well, I've got another similar story. We were doing performance management training, and one manager said, when I do a performance management, they come in the room and I say, "Don't sit down, you're not staying long."
Oh, no.
It's like, oh. So how to kind of make people feel valued.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not.
And sure. Are you looking at stuff like body language and things?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when the hands go on the hips.
Although, you have to be really careful with things like that. Unless you're a body language expert, please do not interpret it. It gives you clues, but it doesn't actually tell you the exact story. You've got to look for all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
So whilst we're not psychologists and into that in depth, we do understand a lot of those behavioural things.
Yep.
And all my associates are qualified and experienced in all of this, so they really add value. And we've got one delegate who I must mention at the moment for Beth, actually. It's a Mrs. Smith.
Yes.
Do you know her? Yeah?
Oh, very well.
Okay. So I just wanted to mention Mrs.
I love
Smith.
Mrs. Smith.
You do?
Yeah. She rolls her sleeves up and gets going.
She does, yeah. So, and we've got, I mean, we've signed with some big corporates as well recently. We've got ITV.
Wow, that is big.
Yeah.
William Hill.
All right, okay.
And one of our favourites is local.
That's a good bet, yeah. Lots of ads in the ITV there.
Yeah.
Well, I want Ant and Dec tickets, so no, not really.
Why?
You mustn't say that, Trish, you'll start rumours.
Oh, I've got Fris on. But one of our favourite clients in Kent is actually Channel Port, so if they're listening, hi guys, hello, how are you doing? Mm. So they're one of our big clients as well.
Cool.
So
good stuff. Sorry, I'm messing around.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Yeah, I'm just wondering whether there's another question.
I think it's tell me about your travelling as well, because you have been. You're talking about going to Dubai, weren't you?
Well, we did try to set up in Singapore, but that didn't work. I mean, most of what we do,
that was very positive. The Singapore thing.
Oh, it's fabulous.
When I last met you,
It was fabulous. But we've now got interest from Oman and Dubai.
Right.
For our Keystone, which is our 5-day development program, and our coaching qualifications. So we're getting quite a bit of interest, really.
May I say, just go armed with some of Hilda's macarons. And
I'm looking for free gifts to give out, and it might be those macaroons, actually.
You did that deliberately, Hilda, didn't you? The minute you mentioned macaroons, I knew that you were...
I'm not going to mention my lemon drizzle cake at all.
I wouldn't, no. Absolutely.
There's none in her bag, so let's not talk about it.
She's had a good rummage to find out. Yeah.
But the other thing that, talking about Oman and Dubai, the other thing that was going to back to food is the expat, the marmalade thing. Marmalade is huge out there, the export of things like that. If talking about producers.
Well, do I have to take some of that with me?
Yeah, take some in your bag.
But that's where it's all going wrong, Trish. Yeah. No marmalade.
Obviously. Gifts, corporate gifts.
Yeah, corporate gifts.
Get Mrs. Smith to ship you some marmalade out when you're there.
Now we've all mentioned her.
Yeah. She gets around, doesn't she?
And, of course, her German cousin, Helmut Schmidt.
Yeah.
You'll be saying he's had a free song with her as well before long.
Yeah, I think he probably has.
Or a grandmother.
Yeah.
Granny Smith. Okay.
Yeah.
Trish, for all that messing about, just give us a shout out for how people can find out more about you, your organisation, what you do, and some of the fabulous work that you do in training, supporting, mentoring, coaching.
Yep.
And developing people.
Well, you can go to the website, which is www.peoplefacetoface.co.uk, and that is face to face with the number 2, not the word 2. You can call 01227 793346, or you can email me at trish@peoplefacetoface.co.uk.
Fabulous. All of those things are on the Kent Business Radio website if you'd like to follow up with Trish, and I'm sure you would, because they do a fabulous job of helping people develop, grow, learn, mentor, and all the other things that all of us need. All of us, no matter how long we've been around, no matter how long we've been doing things, we all need to grow, learn. Everything's about a learning process, and the kind of things that Trish does help that enormously.
Just one more thing. I have to say that these days we work in a multi-generational organisation, and a lot of people that are coming through are millennials who still need to understand how to work with an older generation and vice versa. Mm. So, and I think that's really important days, that you understand the difference in terms of the instant things that the millennials want these days, and the longer process and way of working that the older, and that's what we help to do as well. So,
well, that is very interesting, because there is such a huge difference.
Absolutely.
Trish, we could talk about this forever.
I know.
And I especially work with someone that's fairly elderly on a Tuesday, and I find that he needs special treatment.
I think I'll go now. I'm not getting involved in this one.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to...
I have staff problems. I have staff problems. I really
mediation
do.
Mediation, absolutely.
We have all kinds of issues here. Bullying in the workplace.
Oh, yeah. Gallons. Where are they today? They normally stick up.
Come on, Amanda. You're normally on by now.
If you'd like to also find out about Trish's lemon drizzle cake, it's on www.scoffcoff.co.uk. Best gluten-free lemon drizzle cake in the world, I would say.
And if anyone's thinking of Wigan Walk-In, do it.
Oh, yes, of course, you've done it.
Did you enjoy it?
I would do it for a living.
Really?
Joking.
Wow. Awesome. Oh. They said if I go next time, they'll do a loop-de-loop. So
blimey.
I'm saving up.
Oh, fabulous. Trish, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And sorry we haven't got more time to explore with all of you in all the different things, but we're sadly running out of time now. We are, in the new year, actually going to extend the show to 2 hours, but there's a lot of things coming along the pipe, which I'm going to tell you about before we do it. And don't panic. What we're going to do is break up the listen again into chunks so that you don't have to listen to us again for the full 2 hours in one go. You can listen to us
just go to the bit you want, or
sorry,
you can go to the bit you'd like to listen to.
Yeah, we obviously you're going to want to listen to it all, but you don't have to have 2 hours to do it all. You can do it in 30 minute chunks, which
you know what
amazing.
I find the best way for me, just download the MP3 of either show, Scoff and Quaff or Business Bunker, or any other show on Channel Radio. Stick it in on your phone and you can listen to it when you're driving or cooking, you know, chopping up dinner, an hour show, hour and a half.
Just quickly, some tweets that have come in about the things that we've been talking about. Gover Sensei, if you stop learning or think you know everything, you're standing still. We try to learn something new every day. So thank you to Trish, they're saying. Down the Pub has been facetious with my photographs, so we will ignore them completely. Lee at Ancorians Football Club, great show on Kent Business Radio today with Vanilla Webb, Jill Serkin and all the guests. Could you wish good luck to Ancorians Football Club at the Medway Sport Awards? We have nominees in four categories. Absolutely, we could. I hope Sammy the Starfish, your mascot, is up for an award as well, because he deserves it, because he's not a marigold club.
No, he's a lovely starfish.
Yeah.
He'd get on well with Riff Octopus, wouldn't he?
He would indeed. But fingers crossed for all the award nominees from the Ancorians Football Club at the Medway Sports Awards. And do let us know how you get on, Lee. Thank you for that. We've got more and more tweets coming in all the time. I'm not going to get around to reading them all because I need to read this. Last week we read an email that we had from Gillingham Football Club. And we've now started a whole football club series now because we've had an email from Ashford United.
Oh, wow.
Who said Ashford United versus Littlehampton are in the FA Vars replay on December the 9th. That's today. And they kick off tonight at 19:45. That will be 7:45. And you can get a pie and a pint for £5. Now, Jules, come back. You don't have to go yet. Pie and a pint, £5. Corporate box menu, lasagna and salad, mince pie, glue wine. Just £12 a head. It can't be bad. Bring the kids, bring your auntie, bring your uncle, bring your granddad, bring your grandma, bring anyone. Basically, you can pre-order your food, your pie and your pint at aufootballclub@yahoo.com. That's aufootballclub, all one word, @yahoo.com. They're at Homeland Stadium, Ashford Road, Kings North in Ashford, TN26 1NJ. There's full parking on site, and you can find out all about it by going to their website, which is www.ashfordunitedfc.com. So do check that out.
Tonight it's Ramada Encore Chatham for a Kent and Victor Chamber Kent Business networking evening. And also, well, there's lots and lots of these. We haven't got much time, so I'll give you the website, www.kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. But the next one is Tuesday, the 16th of December at the Abbots Barton in Canterbury.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. We've still got tweets coming in.
They've just woken up after their lunch.
Yeah, we can't read them all.
Two-thirds of UK SME businesses don't know when their auto-enrolment staging date is. Make sure you're not one of them. So you can contact, again, the FSB, and they'll give you some advice on that.
Absolutely, they will. So do contact the FSB for advice on auto-enrolment or, in fact, anything else. One of the membership benefits of the FSB, actually, is a full legal service, a legal help desk. So, and it's really worthwhile.
That's worth joining just for that.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Anyway, I'm afraid we're at the end of today's show.
We are.
It was an absolute pleasure to welcome our guests, Hilda Stern of Ministry for Growth.
Thank you.
Bethany Rossiter of Mirage Designs. Trish Stretton of People Face to Face.
And thank you for singing, of course.
The entire chorus from the Seals at the London Zoo. There we go.
And our sponsors, our lovely sponsors.
And our absolute sponsors, lovely sponsors, as Jules said, Window Fix Direct. Thank you so much to all of you for participating in today's show. Coming up on Channel Radio at 3 o'clock, we have Mr. Kevin Cann with the Extra Milk Show. At 5 o'clock, the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery.
There's a queue forming already.
With his stripy socks, his sporting letter from America, and all the good things that happen on the Craig Avery Show. And then at 7, Beer, Birds, Balls and Bands. It's the boys down the pub.
Maybe a baby.
and maybe a baby thrown in there. Jonathan and Phil, the boys down the pub, are on at 7 o'clock. And we round off the evening at 9 o'clock this evening with Mr. Jamie Andrews and the New Potato Show, 18 tracks of unsigned, new, up-and-coming music that takes us through to the end of the evening. All of that is on channelradio.co.uk. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin on the Business Bunker Show. And we will be back with you next week. Have a fabulous week.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.